Hello and welcome to Legally Bond, a podcast presented by the law firm Bondchetik & King. I'm your host, Kim Wolf Price. Well, today's episode is the third year anniversary of Legally Bond. It's our celebration. So today is a conversation with producer Kate Femia and me. How are you, Kate?
Good. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. I know we get to celebrate. I wonder what the third anniversary is. If it's like paper or I don't remember. Yeah. I think this is a big deal. 3 years. We were hoping we'd make it like through the summer.
Yeah, especially since we kind of started with a rigorous weekly podcast for something that was brand new, and we've kept it going, which is exciting.
Wild. I think you probably shouldn't let two type A personalities run the podcast.
Yes.
We're like, yeah, we can find someone. We'll do another week. We can
absolutely
do that. Well, plus it's an excuse to get to talk to you, which I really appreciate getting to spend time with you on the podcast.
It definitely not twisting my arm to hop on and have podcast planning meetings.
It's very good. They're good. And I think for both of us, we learn a lot about the firm through.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't know this much about, I mean, being in the Buffalo office, knowing this much about people in Albany or in Long Island or even our Florida offices, Kansas City. I see them come through for social posts occasionally, but not on kind of the personal interactions.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great way to think about it. And we get to think, you know, a little bit strategically, like, oh, if we had anyone from this practice area on or this office. And we get to think about the firm pretty holistically.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Which is great. Well, all right. So 3 years. So like a little quick overview of some things that have happened over the past 3 years. Well, one, I mean, an obvious one everyone knows because we're recording this sort of near that dreaded anniversary. We made it through a pandemic. So that's a big one. Made it through a pandemic during that time. Started a podcast during the pandemic.
Still talking about it. It's still relevant, which is the crazy part.
I know, because there are still regulations and things changing and ways people have to do business. And frankly, I mean, I think the way we all do business, right? How Zoom happens, people working remotely at points, like it's changed.
It's kind of weird to say I'm kind of thankful for it because I feel like this podcast wouldn't have necessarily happened the way that it did had we not switched over to Zoom so much, because this is breaking the fourth wall. We record this all on Zoom. This isn't something that, I mean, you kind of think podcasts originally, you think, oh, you have to be in person. And that just wouldn't have worked out for us. We wouldn't have been able to kind of showcase all 16 of our offices across all these different states.
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone just got more comfortable with the format. People, yes. By the time we started, they'd had enough months of doing this. Mm-hmm. Because you actually started with the firm right in the middle of COVID.
The week of I was supposed to start the week that the world shut down.
4 years.
Yep. And then my start date got pushed back 2 weeks because we realized, oh, this isn't just a 2 week
thing. Well, we all just closed our laptops and said, okay, we'll see you in a couple weeks. And then the whole world changed. You're right. Like the whole format, everything about it, the pandemic influenced the podcast in many ways.
Yes.
And then other things that have influenced the podcast, the combination with two firms, also sort of during the pandemic. So we opened new offices as a firm. We've added a lot of new lawyers.
Yes. I'm trying to think. I think when I started, we were in our numbers for all of our marketing materials. We were using a firm of over 250, and now we've had to switch it to 275, then 280, then 290. And now we're just going with them more than 300, which is awesome. Exciting to see that kind of growth.
It really is. It's controlled and intentional, but a lot in a short amount of time for the size of the firm. If you think about it, you know, we were about 250-ish, and to add over 50 lawyers in 4 years, that's a lot. We also had the largest summer class last summer of summer associates. And we welcomed the largest fall class in the history of the firm last summer. Both of those classes from a wide variety of backgrounds, law schools, diverse backgrounds in so many different ways, experiences, veterans, people who'd worked before. So that was pretty exciting with both of those new groups.
Yes. And they're fun. I enjoy working with those new associates because I think there's, and this isn't to say anything about the attorneys here, they're just so eager to be involved and like do the podcast and see their info memos go out on social. They're sharing it out. Like that's just, it's fun to be around just anybody who's starting their career, especially for something that they've worked so hard for to get to this point.
Absolutely. I tell the summer law clerks and the fall associates, these are some of our favorite days of the year because their energy and their enthusiasm is there and we're excited to welcome them and help them grow. So yeah, it's a great time to have all of them join us. We also changed chairs of the management committee. That was a recent change. So now Brian Butler, it was Kevin Bernstein when we started and got us going on all of this. And now Brian is supporting us and helping along the way. So that was, you know, I don't think it's a huge change, but it's another change.
Well, and just going through the transition of it too, because everyone knows that it's a year that we're getting a new managing member. It's just everyone the gearing up for it. It was a 6-month process of all of us talking about it. And then now it's here and it's kind of fun. And he's now going to be our go-to for a podcast on big firm and events. So he's been warned.
he was warned, I think maybe even on the podcast that would be happening, you know. So they're different people, they approach it different ways, but it's fun. It's great to, you know, have. I think it's great that the firm actually does that, that they have the role term out so that we can get a new perspective and Kevin can go back to billing in the environmental world and working in energy law all full time. But to be fair, Brian still practices because he's getting ready for a trial. You can't see this, listeners, but I'm pointing over my shoulder because he's getting ready for a trial. So it's a wild and a crazy time for him, but really exciting. And then we've also done things like added a second junior producer because your daughter joined us as a producer during this time since we started.
Yes. So she's heard your voice for literally her whole life.
I really hope she still likes me. That's what I'm saying.
And her older, I guess, the senior junior producer has popped up towards the end to say hi and press buttons on the computer. So
he's getting very tech savvy that way. I think he'll be able to help you out more.
And who knows, maybe in 18 years or so, he'll be on the podcast because we'll still be around, obviously.
Obviously. I mean, I might be retired, but that's okay.
No, we can't have that, Kim.
And then I also sent my oldest of the two boys off to college. Yes. And so that was a transition. So
I feel like last year was a big transition year for us with just exciting things at the firm with us. I'm very interested to see how this year goes. I think it'll be exciting.
Me too. There's a lot going on.
Speaking of Kim, you got a title that I think we should explain that your title grew from one thing to another. So
All right. Sure. Fair enough. Well, so my position is new to the firm. When I started four and a quarter or so, you know, made up title that we tried to figure out what it would be. And I was coming in under the lawyer side of the house because I'm a lawyer to report to the chair of the management committee. And so we're trying to make it different from what the COO has under the ops side. And we did, and we came up with Attorney Professional Development and Diversity Officer, which gave me the longest title on business cards. It's just such a long title. And so there was a lot of conversation with Kevin Bernstein, Brian Donahue, the COO, and then Brian Butler, who was coming in as the chair of the management committee. And they're like, you just need a title that sounds more like what you do and that recognizes what you do. So that's where the chief strategy and diversity officer came in. You know, the diversity officer has been steady to part of what I do, but I think the strategy part was to sort of combine all of the things without having to name them all because the title would get a little bit.
For the listeners, Kim is the go-to for everyone at the firm. You have a diversity question, it's Kim. You have a people question, it's Kim. You have a recruiting question, it's Kim.
Which I love. And I love talking to everyone about that stuff. You know, and I oversee the attorney professional development still. And we get to work with Aubrey, who's the coordinator on that front, which is fantastic. And she also helps so much on the CLE part, which is continuing legal education. And then I chair the well-being committee and I chair the attorney professional development committee. And I sit on a couple of other committees, including the AI committee and a few other things. So it just seemed like the title sort of helped more. And I hope, and I think it's true, but I hope my role is to really advise and help the chair as much as I can, but then to work with not only the lawyers, but the whole team at Bond to make sure that we're all moving in the same direction for our clients, for practice, for our professional growth. Because I think if people are doing that and they feel invested, it just is a better way to go to work every day.
Oh, 100%. I think you're definitely achieving that. No one, when I say, I think you should talk to Kim, is like, oh, everyone is very like, finally, I get to call Kim. I get to talk to Kim. I have an excuse to, not that anybody needs an excuse to talk to you, because you love talking to everyone. And that's what makes it so fun to work with you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. Well, I hope people realize, but you know, like, I'm going to tell them the truth. So mm-hmm. They'll get the real answer. It might not be the exact answer they're looking for, but we'll find a way to make it work.
But that puts you in a good strategic mentor role, is because we don't always need to hear exactly what we want at all times. Sometimes it's helpful, but yeah. Not
always. That's fair. Well, thanks, Kate. Thank you so much. Yeah. And I mean, I know you're doing more and more as well. You were just out at the AI summits.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit some of that stuff.
Yeah. So we actually, I mean, this is as of 2 weeks ago, we now have an official new practice group for artificial intelligence. We just have been seeing more and more come through, more questions from clients about what is AI? How does that affect me? And Jessica Copeland, who has been on the podcast several times, co-chair of the Cybersecurity and Data Privacy group, she is now chair of the AI practice group as well. She saw a need and we kind of did it. And we did a summit in Buffalo. And we had a lot of questions about, can we do this in other markets? So we did two more summits in New York City and Long Island 2 weeks ago. And it went over really well. I mean, it's such a ever-changing landscape. I mean, every week something new comes out about AI. So it's kind of fun to be on the forefront of for our clients to provide this information and to get our attorneys out there talking about it.
And you're also planning like NCAA events, because we're in New York State.
Yes.
And I don't know, like you're from Indiana. Mm-hmm. So these are both states that just love their basketball.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's a little bit less cutthroat here in New York, but yeah, the NCAA events, those we have them in obviously Buffalo, Syracuse revived theirs last year, and Albany does one as well. And I don't know, Rochester used to do one. I don't think they're doing it this year, but potentially in the future, they're going to be doing it as well. It is such a fun client event. Everyone loves to kind of come and do something a little bit different as far as client networking events go. You come, we do, it's next Thursday on the 21st, the first week of the tournament, the first Thursday of games, and people just come, have fun, talk, watch some basketball. We get some pretty intense cheering. And so, yeah, that's a really fun event that we host every year. And we had most recently on the podcast, we had some new school law attorneys from Buffalo and Rochester, the six new attorneys that joined us, and we're hosting a school law event for them, an annual thing that they did that we're continuing to do, which will be kind of great for their clients to kind of see them and gain some valuable information. That makes the workplace our biggest labor programming that we do. And then right in the middle of that as well is the all attorneys meeting that you have a heavy hand in helping.
Yeah. Just bringing everybody together for the first time since before the pandemic. So it's just a little thing. So yeah, exactly. We're going to be talking about some of these topics, including AI, right? Which law firms have to, and we've been working on AI. I'm on the AI committee, which Jessica Copeland also chairs. We've been working, for months now, doing trainings, looking at products and trying to find the ways to make sure we're serving our clients. That's my kind of part of it, right? Making sure we're serving our clients
right
in the best way we can using AI. Yeah, there's so much that's going on.
I'm selfishly excited for the all attorneys meeting, because while I get to see people on Zoom, and if I'm randomly in the office, I mean, I made it to the New York office to pick something up when I was there for the summit, but it's not like I got a chance to really kind of sit and talk to a lot of the attorneys. And I come to Syracuse, I'm in Rochester occasionally. So I don't get to see in person and meet face to face a lot of these attorneys. So this will be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great event. And then of course, and all along with that, there's, the podcast will keep going every week.
Absolutely.
We'll keep out episodes, maybe. We'll see if we can do our best, see if we can come, have a little podcast episode from the all attorneys meeting to talk to people. Yeah, change it up a little bit, which I think will be really great. And then, lots of folks at the firm there's so much going on the social media side. People are winning awards, like Steve Donato has a big award. He's going to be the first person from the Northern District of New York to be a bankruptcy fellow. And that's coming up soon. So many interesting things. And then I think I mentioned it last time, but the School Attorneys Conference for New York State, I think is really sort of like the practice group meeting, because, but I'm excited to be invited along to talk about diversity issues to them. And then a lot of trainings, speaking engagements, articles. So we just have constantly a lot churning, but
and that's
fun.
Everything that we know about.
There's just what we know about at this moment, as of this recording.
Everything always pops up, which makes this a fun job to have too, because there's always something new, always something different to talk about. And
yeah, we
enjoy speaking about those kind of on the fly things.
Exactly. And if you think about it, what we've covered, I mean, I can't even list it all, but everything from like litigation and when litigation had to shut down during right. the pandemic and what was happening with remote trials, which seemed so foreign to everyone at the time. And then things in the NCAA practice, like name, image, likeness, which continues to evolve all the time. And then the higher ed or K-12 work, energy law, trust and estates.
I'm looking at our website now at our practice list because I don't know either, because we've done 128 episodes. So that's impossible to remember what all of them are. I don't think we have, I mean, we have over 30 practices and industry groups. And I don't think we've missed anybody, which is cool. Like, that's exciting. Like, how fun that we get to talk to so many diverse people about all these different practices and what they do. And that's exciting.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, like we're both, if you don't mind my saying, we're both nerds in different ways, yes. For sure. And I think I've even proclaimed on the podcast that I am definitely a law nerd. There's so much coming up this upcoming year in New York State. There's an ERA on the ballot. And, you know, I did a Tuesday webinar to clients about that, which we still have our Tuesday webinar series. We didn't right. even touch on that in all the things we've mentioned. And then the Supreme Court cases always sort of shake things up. Administrative agencies and state and federal level, different regulations coming out all the time. And of course, we've talked about it on the podcast, but Micron in Central New York, huge economic influx change. So much we'll be talking about the semiconductor corridor in Central and Western New York. That's just a few of the things. I mean, in the Naples office, it's like, is it season and how much is everything selling for now? You yeah. know, and what's the other work that they're doing in our Long Island offices and the municipal practices? It's going to be an interesting year, nonstop series yeah. of things happening.
I'm excited. And I'm looking forward to continuing to bring in outside guests to talk about various yeah. very specific niche topics, which is, I think it's fun to also get those outside perspectives and how they influence us in the legal community.
I think so as well. I mean, we've talked, you know, to folks about bias, well-being, mm-hmm. women in the law. And I think, you know, May is going to be well-being in law week. Maybe we might bring some people back. I think we should do that and have more conversations. So there's a lot of interesting things happening. And, you know, listeners, I say it at the end and that's sign off, but we mean it. If there's a topic that you're interested in, whether you're a Bond listener or elsewhere, you know, send us an email. We'd love to hear what you might be interested in learning more about.
Yeah, I like seeing those emails come through. It makes me feel like we've made it. I've been fielding a lot of sales emails, but it's like one of those, I think we've made it as a podcast now that we're getting
yes.
salesy emails about sponsoring and having different ads, which we're not doing, but
I know I have thought that too. I was like, is this really an email that someone wants to sponsor the podcast?
Yes.
So we have 128 episodes and how many downloads now?
Over 75,000, which is, I mean, for a legal podcast, I mean, I think that's really exciting. I was very proud of that milestone for us.
Yeah, it's really fantastic considering most of us don't even download when we listen. So yeah. That's really great. Someone wants to take us on a run or something. That's great. I do know, and I should shout out Pete Jones. I know he takes us on runs with him.
Yes.
So, that's when he listens a lot.
Maybe there's like some good cadence in your voice that kind of leads to. we'll have to ask him how many minute miles he running to your voice.
Next time he's on, I think that's going to be a good question. So yeah, it's been great to talk to so many people and bring them back. And really most of all, to get to work with you on this fun project where I think we're both learning and really getting to sort of expand our professional development as we do this.
Yep. And I think it's always been fun. I always look forward to these recordings and even the editing, which can be tedious because again, very type A and nerd when it comes to this kind of stuff. So, but it's one of my favorite parts of my job for sure.
Yeah. I'd say the same. It's really great. It's great to be able to like be out there for the firm and to talk to people and hopefully, you know, educate some folks, get people interested in some topics, make them realize they should, you know, follow up on something, or that they are interested. And hey, if you're a law student out there listening, you're going to be fine during finals every single week.
We are both testament that you will be fine during finals.
We'll be fine. We both made it. We're both We did. It's all good. We both got that JD. Everything's good. So, well, thanks again, Kate, for all of your work on the back end. And I do think we need to have that conversation with Karen Ballack from the Rochester office about getting swag. The office manager in Rochester.
We have emails going around about that. So stay tuned for Legally Bond branded items coming your way in 2024.
It may just be sweatshirts for Kim and Kate, but it's okay.
That's okay. And stickers. I think that would be a good thing. I'll find them plastered all over my house if the junior producers get their hands on them.
That is really true. And you'll maybe at my house you'll find people being like, oh, mom. Thanks so much, Kate. Thanks again. Happy third anniversary.
Happy third anniversary.
Thank you. Let's keep going, Legally Bond.
Thank you for doing this with me. It's very fun.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for all your work. We'll talk again soon. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Legally Bond. If you're listening and have any questions for me, want to hear from someone at the firm, or have a suggestion for a future topic, please email us at legallybond@bsk.com. Also, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Legally Bond wherever podcasts are downloaded. Until our next talk, be well.
Bond, Shenick, and King has prepared this communication to present only general information. This is not intended as legal advice, nor should you consider it as such. You should not act or decline to act based upon the contents. While we try to make sure that the information is complete and accurate, laws can change quickly. You should always formally engage a lawyer of your choosing before taking actions which have legal consequences. For information about our communication, firm, practice areas, and attorneys, visit our website, bsk.com. This is Attorney Advertising.